Until Darwin, many scientists were in agreement with the biblical account that animals produce after their own kind. But as the evolutionary perspective was given more authority, scientists were under pressure to prove Darwin's hypothesis and explain how life forms could possibly have changed from one form into another.
Now we're told that the way evolution proceeds is damages due to some outside influence like cosmic rays cause the cell to make mistakes. We call those mutations. And gradually one organism is supposed to have changed into another organism all the way from a single cell to invertebrates like clams or starfish, and then the vertebrate fishes, the amphibia, the reptiles, birds, mammals, and finally man. And here we are now, the product of billions of mistakes.
Scientists know the genetic code prevents one life form from changing into another kind. So they speculate that mutations or damages to the DNA must be responsible for evolutionary processes. Again, they believe this in spite of the observable evidence that no new species has ever resulted from a mutation.
Mutations are almost always harmful. They can bring about small adjustments in a particular species, but no way are they able to change one kind of creature into another.
If evolution has really occurred, we ought to be able to see the evidence in the fossil record. After all, that's the record of the past. But if we look at that fossil record carefully, we see that there are no recorded instances of one type of an animal ever changing into another. There are no transitional forms.
One of my advisors is working in the field of paleontology and has been working on the distribution of fossils in the record and has found that there are no interspecific transitional forms. Something that, of course, the creation model would have predicted and did predict long before this research was done.
We ought to see cats, and we ought to see dogs, and we ought to see cogs and dats. We ought to see them in between. We ought not to be able to divide them like we are now. But that doesn't usually stop my evolutionary colleagues. They will make the statements over and over again that the fossil record is replete with these transitional forms.
There are a myriad transitional forms. There's really no problem finding transitional forms.
It's completely false to say that there's a lacking of transitional forms. We have plenty of them, more than sometimes we can cope with.
In fact, there are so many transitional forms between species that we must often fall back on statistical analysis to separate one from the other.
So the claim that there are no intermediates is simply a false claim.
During their interviews, several of these prominent scientists contradicted themselves, admitting that no transitional forms had been found, and proceeded to offer excuses for the lack of evidence.
And the problem of transitional forms is one that all honest paleontologists have a problem with. The geologic record is incomplete. It's incomplete because of erosion that has eroded things away.
One of the things that also makes it a little more difficult in the fossil record is the rapidity with which evolution acts in very short bursts. It doesn't leave many transitional forms behind.
Let's go to the British Museum of Natural History to the man who wrote the book there on evolution, Dr. Colin Patterson. I wrote to Dr. Patterson and asked him why he didn't put a single picture of an intermediate form or a connecting link in his book on evolution. Dr. Patterson now, who has 7 million fossils in his museum, said the following when he answered my letter, quote, "I fully agree with your comments on the lack of direct illustration of evolutionary transitions in my book. If I knew of any fossil or living, I certainly would have included them," unquote. Later he said, "I will lay it on the line, there is not one such fossil for which one might make a watertight argument."
Since Darwin's time, evolutionists have aggressively searched for vital fossil evidence to support the idea that life forms evolved. Even Darwin admitted that his own theory was worthless speculation without invaluable fossil proof for transitional forms. In collaboration with evolutionists, oil companies have drilled wells throughout the world, examining layers of the earth to depths in excess of 5 miles. Of the millions of fossils unearthed, not one sample of a transitional form has been discovered. Over the years, the research of geology and archaeology have also failed to produce evidence that supports evolution's claims.
In Darwin's time, there was not a single example of anything that has come to be known as a missing link. In fact, it was not until almost the time of his death that a fossil bird was discovered in Bavaria, I believe. It was named Archaeopteryx. That was, for all intents and purposes, intermediate between reptiles and birds. That was a triumph of his hypothesis.